Matty, you had Cam Munster on your show last night and Brett Kenny. And it was great to watch some of the old highlights of Brett Kenny and Cam. And I was chatting to Cam Munster in the green room before the show. And, mate, what an incredible player he is to be flicked back at fullback and score three tries. He's a good guy, Cam Munster. He's different, but he's a good guy and he's been in some great form.
He's just been incredible. You know, Smithy, it's just the transformation in him physically and mentally. He was sitting there before the show and we're all just having a chat about his sobriety.
Yep.
And really impressive. Really impressive. Talking about, you know, they asked him about, Bert asked him, Brett Kenny asked him, you know, when you go to England at the end of the year, and Munster sort of pointed out things that he'll put in place to ensure he doesn't lapse into too old ways. But, mate, he was fantastic. And, you know, and as you said, the proof's in the pudding over the course of the weekend. It just shows you the benefit of having a fullback or a 5'8 that are interchangeable, because what you saw with Munster was able to sort of pop up here, there and everywhere. And you saw the same with Gutho too, Clint Gutherson. No Mitchell Moses. And he was able to sort of switch in between being a playmaker and the fullback position. So it's invaluable.
Yeah. He's such a good fullback, fellas. I feel as though if he had a full preseason training there at fullback and sort of changing his fitness, because it's a different fitness playing in the front line to what it is at the back, and then being in that position every day at training with his preparation, he could be in the top three fullbacks of our competition easily. Like, he's our best number six right now in the NRL. If he spent more time at fullback and made that transition, he'd be in the top three fullbacks in the comp easily. Just think back to when, you know, Billy missed that season and a half of football in half of 2015 and then all of 16. Like, Cam Munster played the number one jersey and he was in the top three back then. And this is when he's just starting out his career in first grade. Like, he'd only played maybe 20 or 30 matches up to that point. And speaking with Billy around him playing in that position, like, he's just a guy that he doesn't need a lot of coaching. He just knows where he needs to be, particularly in defence. Like, he can jump in and out of the defensive line. He knows how to prepare a defensive line with numbers each side of the ruck. It's just, he's just a natural. Yeah.
It gives you a bit of a buzz on a Sunday at the moment, because what we're trying to do is we're getting a current star and an old star. So a few weeks ago we had Caelan Ponga and sitting there and Brett Mullins, and you're showing the highlights. And to watch Caelan Ponga sitting watching Brett Mullins' highlights and going, oh, my God, wow. Mm. And same with last night. We're showing, you know, Brett Kenny's highlights, and Munster sitting there going, man. He turned to Bert and he said, mate, you're quite fast. And Bert went, yeah.
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 It's interesting. Super player. Pete the Plumber. Vossie, Pete the Plumber, who's the local plumber around here on the Northern Beaches. He pulled up the other week in front of my place. I was standing out the front. Pete said, I'm moving on. I'm heading up the Central Coast. So he's not long for the beaches, but he says Frank Stanton, he's a Balmain boy. Frank Stanton brought a wrestling guru to Balmain training session back in the early 80s. Melbourne are utilising Brazilian jiu-jitsu techniques. But Pete said Frank Stanton got the wrestling coach in back in the early 80s.
Oh, there you go. So we've been wording it wrong, Cameron. So if I had have asked you directly, when did Melbourne first have a jiu-jitsu coach? Were Melbourne the first to have a jiu-jitsu coach, Cameron?
Oh, look, I'm not aware of the discipline of wrestling that we that we practiced.
Hang on a second. Yeah. Here. Who was the first CEO of Melbourne? Frank Stanton.
Yes, touche. There we go. We need to take a break. 17-9. Your scoring punch from Matty Johns. Well done. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.